There's no single UMFM sound, and that's the point.
I met up with a friend.
In a single day, you might hear punk.
Welcome to another episode of Buy Local.
Jazz. Hip hop.
Winnipeg, stand up.
Electronic.
With the groove.
Folk.
Winnipeg, feel that sunshine, Winnipeg. Oh, you sweet little city.
Or spoken word.
What is our vision? What does this executive team want to accomplish this year?
All side by side. That range doesn't come from an algorithm. Each show reflects someone's perspectives and purpose. That's what keeps it unpredictable and what makes each discovery feel real. UMFM is rooted in Winnipeg, but it doesn't stop there. We stream and archive content so listeners can tune in from anywhere. But no matter how far it travels, it stays local at its core. Local voices, local music, local perspective. If local discovery and community connection matter to you, there's a place for you here. Visit umfm.com and join our radio family today.
Yes, it's still to all it seems.
stamps.
Yes, yes.
For all MCs.
On the air, on the air, on the air, on the air, on the air. Yes, yes.
This stamps. Put on your headgear, you're waiting, waiting and waiting, but stop debating and release the highs. Just let them fly while I say what's up to grandma in the sky. Let the bass consume the place. I'm chilling in the studio, listening to Ace about platinum hits and how high to climb and how many MCs really can't rhyme. But I get a dime for the wax I press. It's all a mind state that leads to stress. Them evil spirits, but I can't hear it. Like my girl Giant told me, Seth, you got to clear it. So I release and find my peace through a beat or some shit and dream about hits. I gotta keep my thing on straight, get my head together and wait till I get my share.
Yes, yes, yes.
At least I'm on the air.
Styles on a hit, so I try to step around this twist with acts like Green and my man Superb, where rhyming is first and the fame is third. So I walk around town with the full cassette, thinking all the times of new ways to stay fresh. Stay so fresh. This is what I do daily. You might see the show and request me. Do an interview and speak about the West, or some whack MC might try to test. Like Seth, I got stress and sometimes I may smoke me a blunt with my man Kwame. Kwame.
That was just Awakening by Hiroshi Sato on UMFM 101.5. Thank you for tuning in to Over the Neptune. My name is Asher, and I'll be your host for the next hour. Yeah, that was just Hiroshi Sato with Awakening, title track from his 1982 album by the same name. Hiroshi Sato, Japanese pianist and kind of founder of what a lot of people call city pop, Japanese genre, kind of with a lot of like funky synths and cool textures like that. But yeah, Hiroshi Sato, longtime collaborator of Hiromi Hosono, another Japanese musician, best known for Yellow Magic Orchestra. Yeah, great musician, and he was, funnily enough, actually, he declined an offer to join Yellow Magic Orchestra when Hosono offered him an invite. So, yeah, that was just, yeah, Awakening. Today is Tuesday, August 4th. It's already August, I can't believe it. Summer's almost over, and that's why we had to start with Summer's Gone by an April March, who are a kind of a dream pop outfit from Toronto. I believe they're a three-piece, and they kind of began early 90s. That was just Summer's Gone off their 1995 EP, Adagio. And after that, we played The Nonce. And I don't play a ton of hip-hop on here often, but I've been listening to The Nonce, specifically their debut album, World Ultimate, which I played the first track off of, On the Air. Great record from West Coast group, duo, The Nonce. Yeah, it is August 4th, which is kind of crazy. We only have a month left until we got to go to class. So we're back at school, or at least I am. And those who are in university or in school or whatever, the same boat as me. But we're going to keep going. We're going to play some Compost next. Compost is a group from Winnipeg. And funnily enough, I only found out about them recently from my dad, who mentioned them. And that was unfortunate because they just played at Big Sun Festival, I believe, which was July 31st. I think they're on the same bill as Freak Heat Waves. And yeah, that just went right under the radar for me. So it's unfortunate because really cool group, kind of blend ambient space and texture with jazz rhythms. So here is Inspiration Point from their 2025 album Perennial on UMFM 101.5. that was just Highways and Byways by Tatsuhiko Asano on UMFM 101.5. You are still tuned into Over the Neptune, and yeah, my name's still Asher. That was off Tatsuhiko Asano's 2008 album called Space Watch, kind of a cool blend of post-rock and jazz. I've been really digging the jazz-infused kind of post-rock of Thrill Jockey label lately, and yeah, that's just a super good kind of chill out, down-tempo, comfy, cozy, chill music. I don't know, that's, if I'm to chalk it up to a couple words, that's about it. But yeah, this music's just perfect for walking about at home, working on stuff. But yeah, it's groovy, it's fun, it's meditative. And Tatsuhiko Asano is actually, yeah, he has a couple great albums. So that was Space Watch from 2008. That was his most recent album. We Need Another One. Yeah, it's been 18 years, I guess. But he released in 2000 the soundtrack for In the Wake of Doshin the Giant, which was a game released on GameCube, I believe. I don't know too much about the game. I just know the soundtrack is amazing. It's yet again kind of another chill out, down tempo, loungy music, I'd say. This one has a little more kind of exotic elements, exotica, flamenco type deal on that one. Very calm, and yeah, it's great stuff to listen to when, yeah, doing work. And then Jenny Hanover, released 2001, similar to, a little bit more similar to Space Watch. That one's kind of got, yeah, elements of, yeah, a little bit more jazzy, and yeah, still very calm and soothing music. But yeah, that's kind of a bit of the theme today. We played Sam Prekop before that with Showrooms off his self-titled album Sam Prekop, and that was also released on Thrill Jockey, whom I mentioned earlier. Very great stuff. Sam Prekop, best known for working with Sea and the Cake from Chicago. Yeah, that Sea and the Cake kind of tortoisey sound, it's been on repeat lately, and sort of, I guess, inspired this episode. And then, yeah, prior to that, we played Inspiration Point by Compost, who I talked about previously. Yeah, no, this is just chill out music for the day. But yeah, check out Tatsuhiko Asano. Search up his videos on YouTube. Him kind of noodling around on a guitar. There's quite a few like recent live ones where he's just playing on a rooftop or something. Very cool stuff. But yeah, without further ado, we're going to kind of switch it up. We have reached about the halfway mark in the episode. It is 3:29. On this gloomy Winnipeg day. And we're going to, yeah, change the pace a bit. We're going to switch over to something a little different. Here is Pony House by Tarp on UMFM 101.5. Don't know what I changed.
to shut his eyes sometimes. Something off helps getting out of here. Posting up on the cathedral steps and breathing the warm air. Meant to write down what I was feeling in the moment. Thinking, man, you better get it just like it was, or else you're gonna forget it. I heard they were tearing down
kind isn't all that it seems.
That was just Curdle by The Moles on UMFM 101.5 off their 1992 album Untune the Sky, debut album by Richard Davies, frontman of the band. I believe he's from London, and then he moved to Australia, began that band. But they have a super kind of sound that reminds me of the Flying Nun label, the jangly kind of pop of the Bats, the Clean, etc. Super, yeah, like very similar sounding to that scene. But it's kind of funny that they're distant. They're on the other island in the ocean, Australia. Anyways, Curdle by The Moles, great song. Kind of psychedelic-y, lo-fi pop. Very restrained and then kind of gets noisy. Great stuff. Prior to that, we had Saint Bonaventure by Friendship. Friendship's a band from Philadelphia. I believe that record was released on Merge in 2022. Dan Riggins, frontman of the band, I became familiar with his music through my friend Lucas, and then I realized that he has another band called Friendship. And yeah, that record, Love the Stranger, is quite good. So we played some of that. And prior to that, we played Tarp, which I talked about a bit earlier. That was just off their EP, Automatic Solar Light. They're kind of Americana, indie rock-tinged group from Winnipeg. That album was released, or the EP was released last year in August. Great stuff. I've been in love with steel pedal guitar lately, listening to a lot of that, a lot of music with steel pedal. And I actually just kind of started because I was, brainstorming songs for the episode yesterday. I took a break and watched Daniel Lanois, Canadian Goat, by the way, his Amoeba Records video, What's in My Bag, and then he started talking about like steel pedal and stuff, and yeah, it kind of sparked a little bit of a deep dive into revisiting a lot of this music with the steel pedal. His album Bonaventure, I think from 2008, it's a fully instrumental album, features a steel pedal. That's great stuff. But then also had me thinking about Apollo, Brian Eno, and how he was featured on that, plays the steel pedal. Yeah, and then I went down a deep dive, and I thought, why not play some Tarp? And then we just decided we're going to make the rest of the episode kind of Americana-tinged, if you want to call it that. But yeah, we're going to continue with that, and we're going to play some of a Canadian musician. He's kind of a newer musician. He doesn't have much released, but yeah, we're going to play some Neil Young next, Albuquerque, off his 1975 album, Tonight's the Night. I'm putting you guys on.
Less than 90 miles away. got time to roll a number and rent a car. Starving to be alone, independent from the sea that I've known.
Inside a bar of a sleeping town, they laid a sleeping man. He wore a frown. A stranger woke him. He looked around. Then he spoke. I wrote it down. He said, "My climbing rope is broken. And I cannot stay away. Better fix it, son. No joking. For the Omega day is come." Over to the stranger's side, I began to speak, but he read my mind. He said, "You know me from long ago." Then he turned, I watched him go.
said my climbing rope is broken and I cannot stay away. Better fix it, son. No joking, for the Omega day is come.
We'll be right back. negro cubano que haya jurado tocar el tambor. Giri giri bom, giri giri bom, giri giri bom, hey, giri giri bom, 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 Jimbora. Tabaco, se toma guarapo y atrás de la comparsa se va echando un pie. Giri giri bom, giri giri bom, giri giri bom, hey, giri giri bom, giri giri bom, hey, giri giri bom, giri giri bom, giri giri bom, Jimbora.
Let's play. Life is a game and love is a flame.
All right, now, boys, how about a little dinner music?
Nowadays, people tend to look over the real art of DJing.
You are tuned in to CJUM-FM. Here we are, 101.5.
The following program is not suitable for children. It may contain coarse fracking language, violence, sexual content, and deals with mature themes that some viewers may find offensive. Viewer discretion is advised.
Attention, everyone. This is an emergency broadcast. The unpleasant noise you are about to hear coming from your radio is not a mistake. Please do not turn off your radio, but turn up the volume on your receiver as high as it can go.